Blog Talk Radio.
You ain't got no time for your spouse, but you ain't got no time for your kids. Your family ain't seen you in how long? Well, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with it. Your daily. Go get him is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, would they you just say Omar with the R? This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. Also, check it out. What's going on, my big sis, Robbie Robin Ming here is doing a thing. She's something like a queen for a king. Carol Chamber, let me favorita. It's always to see ya. Stacey White, what's going on? Thanks for coming through today. Still daylight, not tonight. All right, y'all. So today we're talking about time for everything else except for what do you make time for in your life? I mean, it ain't hard to tell. You know what you do on a day-to-day basis. You know, if you are the type of person that juggles a bunch of projects and makes promises and obligates yourself to a bunch of people, spreading yourself thin like the cheap peanut butter. The cheap peanut butter used to be kind of thick, right? But it just didn't taste good. That you remember the off-brand peanut butter back in the day? We ain't talking about the Skippy. We ain't talking about the Jif. As a matter of fact, Skippy Sushi to me used to taste a little funny because it wasn't sweet. It wasn't good. That Jif used to be on time. I had to get used to the Skippy. I ain't gonna front. I had to get used to the Skippy. But nonetheless, breading yourself thin. Some people can do it well. Some people can manage a bunch of projects, juggle a bunch of projects, be present, aware, and productive in a bunch of projects. And some people really only do good at one thing. So knowing how to manage your time is a key thing to be able to do in order to increase your productivity. And I don't care what you're doing. You could be talking about work. You could be talking about school. You could be talking about your home life. You could be talking about whatever, even your recreation. You have to know what you have time for so it doesn't look like you're the type of person that's just running around here trying to please everybody and actually not doing a good job at doing that for anybody. You're not pleasing anyone, and you're barely pleasing yourself because you're tired all the time. You don't get any sleep. You know, you hear people who really spread themselves thin complaining a lot that there aren't enough hours in the day and blah, 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 blah. And it's crazy because when you really think about what it takes, the amount of time that it takes to do certain things, if you don't know anything about it, you think that, well, a person can do this, that, and the third, and blah, 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 and still have time for this, that, and the third. No, or this, that, and the other, I should say. You got time for this. You got time to do this, that, and the third, but you don't have time for this, that, and the other. One example that I always ask about supporters of this person would always say, yeah, you can do that and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at them like their head spins all around. Donald Trump. When Donald Trump was president, I used to be asking myself, how is it that this cat has time to be tweeting all day? Because anybody that's online on social media all day, you know what that's about. You ain't really getting nothing else done when you in your phone all day. Responding to tweets and all, it takes time. It does. It takes time. So how was it that he's in front of the camera all day and finding time to tweet personally? Not, you can tell it's him. It's not somebody else, you know, tweeting for him. He started off the day with a tweet to set the news tone of the day. How do you find time to run a country like the United States, an international power? How did you do that? And people who don't understand what it takes to be president, you know, like, you know how we watch commercials on TV, and they'll have celebrities like going to the store, or chilling in their living room, or, you know, things like that. And we watch these commercials, and people in the commercials, they're not treating them like they're celebrities, like they're a big deal. They just treat them like they're regular folk. But there's a reason that those commercials are designed so people aren't looking at them like, oh, my God, what is he doing here? What is she? Oh, she... because they want to give you the impression that these people live a regular life. You don't even know that it took them 16 hours to shoot that commercial. At least. So if it takes that long to shoot a 30-second commercial, you think he's living the kind of life you're living? You think she's living the kind of life you're living? No way. No way, Jose. No way. So these cats out here, you know, making all these millions of dollars, they're going on tour. They are playing all of these shows and talking about they're a gangster. You ain't got no time to be no gangster. Gangsters only have time to be gangsters. They don't, you know, they have time to be running from the cops. They have time to be doing drive-bys. They have time to be worried about what rival crews are doing. They have time to be selling drugs. They have time for negativity and chaos out in the streets. That's all they have time for. They don't have time to be writing rhymes. They don't have time to be in the studio all day laying tracks. They don't have time to wait for the engineer to mix to mix the song to make sure that it sounds right. They don't have time to be dealing with record execs who want to choose the songs that you put out to the public that may totally go against how the type of music that you want to put out there or the image that you want to portray. Gangsters don't have time for that. Guess who has time for it? Artists. Artists don't have time for what gangsters have time for. When you don't understand that, you think that whatever you're seeing is what it is. So just like you see a celebrity on a commercial, you figure, yeah, it makes sense to me. They're just regular people. But yeah, they are regular people. Like they were born on a day through of two parents who got together at 9 months or so before they were born. Yeah, they're regular in that way. But the way that their day-to-day activities go is nothing like you. No, they are not chilling on their couch, channel surfing and all. They ain't got time for that. They don't. They don't. Not if their phone is ringing all day. Not if they're making millions of dollars. People do not pay you millions of dollars for you to be chilling with just your idea out there making the money for you. It don't work that way. It doesn't. So I'm saying all of that so we will have an understanding that when you start talking about what your time is and what you have time for, it may not be what you have been given it credit for. It may be something totally else. So let's talk about it, be about it, get involved. What's up, T. Carrie? Right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious, the greatest pearl in the world. What's going on? Good to see you, girl. And she got a birthday coming up. I think it's like Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Like on some Thursday shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we can start prepping, I'm sure, now. Like, start happy birthday and, like, you know what I mean? Get it right. You know what I'm saying? Get it right. But yeah, so time for everything else except for if you've ever had a boyfriend or a girlfriend, a spouse, a family member, a children that was suffering because you didn't have the time to dedicate to them that they felt like they needed or that they required. You know what I'm talking about. If you've ever been the type, if you've ever had a drinking problem or a drug habit, you know somebody's going to tell you got time to be getting high all day. You got time to be drinking and going places, you know, to drink and all of that shit. You got time to be drunk all the time, but you ain't got time to be, and you ain't got time to be, and you ain't got time to be, you ain't got time. And one thing about when you're not a busy person, when it's hard for you to use the excuse that you really just don't feel like it. And, you know, there are always going to be things in your life that you really just don't feel like doing. And that's your right not to do them. But guess what happens when you feel like doing everything else? Visually, from another person's point of view, they're going to point it out. Oh, yeah, well, you always feel like doing this, and you always feel like doing that. Oh, you got time to F me every day. You got time to, you know, be all up and be, you got time to take my bra and panties off and get on top of me, on back of me, or under me, or like on the side of me, or like, you know, you got time for all that. But you ain't got time to take me out. You ain't got time to talk to me. You ain't got time to even hear me out. You know, if I have a problem, if I have a gripe, whether I'm talking about you or about us or not, you don't have time for me. But you got time for me when you want to, you know what I mean? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So you know how that goes. And the thing is, that person is probably right. Even though at the time you're going to be in denial of it. Like, no, it's not like that. But it is like that. It may not feel like it, because that's not from your point of view. But it is like that because that's what you've been doing. And you've probably indicted somebody else for doing the same thing somewhere along the line. You know what I mean? You know how it is.
Oh, you got something to say about everybody else. Yeah, you got something to say about what everybody else is doing with their time. Like, in other words, you got time for gossip. Uh-huh, sure do. But you ain't got time to be productive. You ain't got time to be out here making your community better. You ain't got time. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Good to see me from you. What's going on, my brother? Word up, man. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. The Daily Go Get a Business Show. We talking about you got time for everything else except for you got to get yourself together. Yeah, well, we all do. But in somebody's eyes, we always have that thing that we do. It could be a hobby. It could be a project. It could be your life's work. But anybody who is around you and exposed to you for a while is going to know where your priorities are, whether your priorities are well grounded in productivity or if they're well grounded in negativity. Well, I guess I should have said positivity or negativity, but nonetheless, it's going to be productive. Well, you could be productively negative or negatively productive. You can be. Like, you always tearing somebody down. You get a lot of tear down work done. You are, remember we had that show about the difference between construction and destruction? I mean, construction and demolition. Remember? Well, it's Ralph. Got time for everything else. Now, you know, simple and plain, what do you have time for? You know, as y'all hear me talking about this and describing this show and all that kind of stuff, you know what you make time for. Only you know. You know, you got some people who claim to be tired all the time or whatever. You be thinking of yourself like, tired from what? You're just lazy. You don't do nothing. Maybe they have some secret project going on in their head. Or maybe they're doing something behind the scenes that you don't see. That may be making them tired. It could be drugs. It could be crime. You know what I'm saying? You know, I watch the ID channel a lot. So, you know, they be having, you know, the lives of people who kill people. Serial killers. Their spouses don't be catching on until later on. Like, wait a minute. I remember one time he came home, he had all his blood on his shirt, he had scratches on him. I thought he was out there cheating. Turns out he was kind of cheating, but he was more like killing. He was killing these bitches. He was raping them a little bit, but that wasn't even his chief goal. It was kill. He had a kill fetish. So he ain't have time to be, chilling with his wife all night. Watching TV, eating a little popcorn, talking about each other's days and whatever the future may lie. Now, I ain't got time for that. But what he did have time to do would be stalking his next victim, like, you know, stalking his prey. Got time for everything else. You ain't got time to be developing nobody. You ain't even raising your boys and your girls. But you out there killing boys and girls. What are you doing, fool? You crazy? Yeah, you are. You are crazy. But, what do you make time for? You know, y'all know I do this show every day. So everybody has a small window into what I do every day. But a lot of y'all don't know what I do for a living. I ain't sharing it either. You know, privately I share, but, you know, I'll have to tell y'all too much if, but nonetheless. Nonetheless, y'all know I do this show every day. Now, it's easy to say that this takes about 45 minutes out of my day or weekdays and 90 minutes out of the day on the weekends, right? It's easy to say that. But you have to think about the time that it takes to set up. Luckily, I do this show live, and I do it well enough, in my opinion, to whereas I don't have to edit or whatever. I can do it in one take and just go ahead and present it. But when I used to upload the shows, that took a lot of time. It did, because I had to go out, film it on a location of where I was doing the show. It wasn't live, but it was live when I was taping it. It wasn't live on air, but it was live when I was taping it. So I got my tripod out there. Who has been out there? Cheryl has been out there with me before. So she's seen how I do it. Set up the tripod, you know, to make it look like I'm just walking up to the camera. So it's already ready to go. So you got to set the camera to where you want it, how you want it to look, and all of that kind of stuff. Make sure that the wind filter is on there because it was outside. Then you do it. I would do the segment. It was somewhere from like 10 to 15 minutes. But when I got home, that's when the real work started, because I had to edit it. I had to edit everything. So, and editing ain't just I'm cutting out what you don't want anybody to see. It's adding in what you do want people to see. So taglines and subtitles and think bubbles and stuff like that. It was a lot of work, and I didn't have any experience doing it. So I had to teach myself how to do it. And I did it good enough to where people was like, yo, you know, that was, you know, I had a good camera, and I just went with what I knew how to do. So it looked professional on some level, but experts would be like, yo, what he did, he ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? But it took time. It took hours. It took hours. So as soon as I used to get off of work, I got off of work at 3:30, and sometimes I would come home and get changed, then go out and do it, go out and tape it, whether it was in the hood, a Kelly Drive, out in the park, you know, wherever. But it took time. So everybody couldn't see what I was making time for, but when I think back on it, I was doing that, and I was also doing the Mind Right Body Better fitness program stuff. So we doing the exercises on the weekends, and, you know, like, it was a lot. It was a lot. So it kept me busy, and busy keeps me out of trouble. I never was involved in no real trouble anyway. But, you know, so what might have suffered or may have been deficient is relationship matters. I may not have been taking time to cultivate that. I was trying to make something happen out here. You know what I'm saying? Now, in my mind, I might be saying, well, yeah, because whoever I'm in a relationship with, this is, they're going to benefit from this when I start getting this money and blah, 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 blah. But they're not looking at it from that point of view. And why would they? They're looking at it like, well, first of all, you know, most of your followers are women. And, you know, so, you know, you doing what you're doing with them. So how do I know that you're not blah, 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 blah? You got time for everybody else. You got time for everybody else. You got time for everybody else except me, except them, except we. There is a percentage of legitimacy to the claims that other people have about how you spend your time. But you know exactly how you spend your time. So some people might speculate on how you spend your time, but you know the truth. So what is the truth of how you spend your time? You don't have to talk about it. Y'all can put it in the comments if y'all want to, but you don't have to. But it's, you know, this is basically to make you think. All of the shows that we do are basically to make you think, like, you know, I never really thought about it that way. I never really looked at it from that perspective, but now I will. So this is kind of to help us expand ourselves a little bit. I'm trying to stop short of saying it makes us smarter, because I don't know if it does that. But it may help us to be able to relate to each other and to others a little bit better. Couch Himmler says, I never make enough time for me, sadly. So you're saying that you don't have time to relax. You don't have time to work on yourself. A lot of people have that issue. But it doesn't take away from the seriousness of your issue. Time for yourself is important because one thing about doing things or being there for everybody all the time is that it can make you resentful, especially when other people don't reciprocate that to you. So you got time for them, but they don't have time for you. Well, how does that work? I'll tell you how it works. Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. It works exactly the way you just said it. They have time for you. I mean, you have time for them, and you make time for them, and you prioritize your time for them, but they don't do the same for you. And that can make you very resentful, especially when you're in a situation where you really like somebody or you're trying to do something for somebody because you see something good in them or the situation that they're involved in. And, you know, they're taking your love, your time, your efforts for granted. And that ain't sitting too well with you. Not very long, it won't. It might sit well with you for a hot minute. But after a while, you're going to come up off of that thing like, wait. You know, over the years doing this show, I've invited other people from other shows on the show, and they've come on the show. No. I'm sorry. I've gone on other people's show. Excuse me. I've gone on other people's shows, represented for them, whatever. But I ask them to come on my show, and it's always, tell y'all a little story. Years ago, around, I think this was about 2016. I think it was 2016. And there was this chick. She had this website called Black Therapist Rock. Black Therapist Rock. Now, she was my Facebook friend. I ain't know her. But she started coming to my show and participating. You know, she was liking what I do, and she was trying to do her own show. Now, she was a licensed therapist, not a PhD, but she was like a licensed social worker, right? And so bottom line is, you know, she had this Facebook group called Black Therapist Rock. And she had all of these followers, like 10,000, 15,000. I don't know how many it is right now. Now, I'm not a therapist. I'm not trained in that area or whatever. You know, I do a bunch of self-help things. To make a long story short, she was going to do her own show. And to get ready to do her show, because she was a licensed therapist, she couldn't freely talk about the things that I talk about. Like, because I don't have the therapist training behind me that binds me to present things in a certain type of way. I peeped this about her. I don't think she think I peeped it. So she was supposed to come on my show once. Now, she got this group that she added me in. I left the group. She added me back. Like, no, you ain't leaving this group. I didn't really realize what was going on. It was a crazy situation. So I'm like, all right. She came to Philly with her group or whatever. They had like a meet and greet or whatever. I went to the joint, and you know, it was cool and all of that. And I told them, I was like, listen, I'm not a therapist. I'm just, you know, a black man who cares. And you know, I talk about things from that perspective. So anyway, she was supposed to come on my show, but she wouldn't promote my show in her group. And she wouldn't let me do it. And I was like, oh, like, what kind of shit is that? Now, I would promote hers on my show, and in my groups. But she wouldn't let me promote the show that she was going to be on. And her group had like 10,000, 15,000 followers, you know, members and all of that. So they would have followed her and my show would have blown up. And she was making sure that that didn't happen. And I was like, oh. So it was clear where her priorities were and where they were not. So the day of the show that she's supposed to, so I'm peeping this. Because we had talked about doing the show together like 3 weeks prior. And I see she's not doing no promotion. And I asked her, I said, why aren't you promoting the show in the group? She said, well, I really didn't want to. She made some kind of bullshit excuse that it was easy to see through. And I was like, okay. But needless to say, I wasn't feeling that. So it came time for her to do the show. It was like the day before the show. And she hadn't promoted at all. After saying that she would. Okay, I'm going to put it in the group and blah, 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 blah. The day of the show comes up. And she hadn't promoted it at all. So 15,000 people. So I was like, oh, okay. Now, there could have been other reasons that she didn't want to promote it in the group. Because she's bound by the principles of the therapeutic licensing, whatever. She can't just say what she wants to say from her own opinion. She has to do it from a clinical standpoint. So I'm thinking of like maybe that's the reason she doesn't want to promote it in the group. But all you had to do was say that. She didn't want to say that, and she didn't say that. So okay. So all I can see is that you didn't want to promote the show. So the day of the show, I went and did the show without her. Like, and I remember, I'm trying to remember how she, I needed some promotional materials from her to promote on my end because she wasn't doing it on her end. And she didn't send them to me. So I hadn't talked to her in a couple of days, and she didn't send me the materials that I asked her to send me a long time ago, like maybe a week or two before. So I went and did the show without her. And I could see that she felt some kind of way, and I didn't really care. Like, clearly, you have time to build your group, but you don't have time to develop anybody else except for yourself within the group that I know of. I don't know. It could have been something else to it, but needless to say, we wasn't rocking with each other after that. I was like, you know, at that time, I'm really trying to do my thing. I'm trying to figure this thing out. I didn't even know nothing about algorithm and all that kind of stuff. My brother Ansel Jones says 24 hours ain't enough to get your priorities in order. Let people know where they are on the list. I hear that. Cheryl Hudson. Oh, you talking about when you helped me do a couple of the episodes. You said, yeah, fun, but a lot of work. Fun, but a lot of work. Yeah. It was funny too. Because Cheryl, like I had no car at the time, 2016. I didn't get a car till Halloween. So this is like in the summertime. Cheryl hold me down. She's like, oh, you know what I mean? Oh, I'll come get you. You know what I'm saying? You know, you want to do your show? Just let me know where you want to go. I said, all right. But we go out in the park. You know, she helped me set up the camera and all that kind of stuff. Cheryl wasn't trying to be no star. Like, nah, you do your thing. She out of the camera like, pew! Like, just in case you try to get slick and pan the joint, nah, we not doing none of that. I'm just here. Just here to help a friend. Thank you for being my friend. It's like, no. We not doing no FaceTime here. That was funny. Okay. Okay. And so it says, from experience, people want things done a certain way for them. Definitely. Stacey White says editing is more work. Yeah, it takes hours and hours. When you film a movie, it takes all day to film the movie. Just a scene. I've been on a movie set before. I've been in a movie. I haven't starred in a movie, but I've been in a movie as an extra. You'd be there all day. I'm talking about, you know, 15, 16 hours to shoot one scene. You know how long it takes to edit that? It's ugly. It's ugly. But that's why movies that get shot in 2020 or 2021 are just coming out in 2022. You got to get all of that stuff together. Plus the other business part. Stacey White says, as long as I see the labor of my fruit of how I spend my time, that's cool. You know, it's just everybody might not see it that way. Carol says, yes, it does. Oh, it makes me resentful. Yeah. 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 When you shout out to all y'all make time for everybody else cats. Y'all got it. Y'all got it. You know what I'm saying? Because, whoo. Yo, I've heard y'all concerns, complaints, gripes, belly aches, but a lot of times it's warranted. You out here showing your altruism, just out here trying to make it happen for everybody else, trying to be a good soldier, good Christian, good Muslim, a Muslim. And people seem to think that you don't have anything better to do but to service them all the time. Well, turns out you do have other things to do, you know? But yeah, you spend your time how you spend your time, but somebody's always going to have something to say about the way you spend your time. Think about it. Think about it, Cheryl. Cheryl. Not Cheryl. Think about it, Carol. Now, you try to be there for so many different people. There may have been times when your husband might have been like, listen, how about I don't want you to always make time for everybody else. Some of those people, even though they might be your people and all that, sometimes they don't deserve it. Maybe I just want to go for an ice cream, a walk, a cheese pretzel. I don't know. You know, whatever. Like, how about you take off that fireman's uniform for a day? No, you can't be an EMT today. No, we going where we going in a car today. SUV, whatever. We not going in no car that has a siren on it. No, not today. Today you ain't saving nobody. Everybody gonna have to find a way to live till tomorrow. Got time for everything else except for yourself, except for your life, except for your, you know, the other things that are associated with you that you don't always take into consideration on a singular level. Carol says, I enjoy doing for others, and I put my all into it sometimes, leaving myself out of the equation. Shirley Sherrill said, even though I started making time for myself, I need to make more time, more self time. It actually does feel great. It makes me appreciate what I do. That's what's up. Robbie Ming says, I would put my family's problems in front of mine. It became exhausting for me. Now I take care of my issues before theirs. Yep. Carol says, sounds selfish to me. Did she just want your followers? I don't, you know what it was, Carol? She wasn't ready to get in front of the camera yet. So she wanted to warm herself up by going on with me because she was going to do her own show. She didn't have her own show yet. And I'm looking at her like, yo, you got 15,000 followers. I was building up the Daily Go Get'emism just coming up on maybe, I don't even think I was at 1,000 yet. So I'm like, you have 15,000. And she had them like this. I don't know how people get, you know, I don't know what she was doing. I don't know if she bought her file, whatever. They was there. They was there and they was active. It was more than 10,000. It was like more like somewhere around 15. Let's just say 15. So they, and it was her group. So they were going to follow her wherever she went. I would have had so many viewers that day. And they would have been like, oh, yo, this joint is all right. It would have had her cosign on it. She made sure it didn't. So I was like, oh, okay. All she had to do was drop it, you know, just, you know, like, listen, I'm going to be on the Urban Therapy with Sun show. Yeah. Because this is when Urban Therapy with Sun show used to be on Wednesdays. I'm going to be on the Urban Therapy with Sun show this Wednesday at 8:30 with my man Sun752, and we're going to be talking about, I don't even remember what we was talking about, but it was something fly. And like, they would have came. As a matter of fact, yeah, it was her topic. I said, all right, if you're going to come on the show, then give me a topic that you want to do and we'll do it. She made up the topic. When I dropped her from the show, I did a whole different topic. So yeah, when she came on the show, or tried to, it was like, what happened? Yeah. You were fronting. That's what happened. You're fronting on me. So, you live and you learn. But she knew exactly why I did what I did, and I felt no remorse. Now, some people wouldn't have been able to do what I did. Listen, you don't want to F with me when it comes to my thing. When it comes to yours, you can F with me. When it comes to mine, like, you don't, hey, watch where you put, don't put your feet up on my thing. Don't do that. Respect mine. I respect yours. But, nah. Okay. And honestly, I don't even mind people being selfish as long as I get what I want. Shoot, the same way you can spread love around, you can spread selfishness around too. There are ways to do anything. TK Wright says, Carol, he gave that woman an edge. She was using him and got mad that he realized it. Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty much like that. I don't know if you were listening to the show during that time. T. Carey Wright, but yeah. Yeah, I was upset about that. You know what I mean? The day before the show, I'm trying to contact this chick, and you know, like, I'm like, what's going on? The show is tomorrow. Then the day of the show, I was like, all right, the show ain't going to be about that. We had, because we were supposed to make sure that we knew we was on the same page about it. Anyway, Shirley Show said, it was my pleasure too. Oh, I do it again if needed. The good old days. I know, right? That's what I'm talking about. The sun was brighter back then. Okay. And so Joan says, I've learned that people have the same goals. People that have the same goals, but put in different efforts. Okay. True. He White says, my failure, oh, my future is my priority. All right. Robbie Mink says, as Cheryl, it was the good old days. Didn't have to worry about a thing, shooting the park. I ain't gonna say we ain't have to worry about it. Wait a minute now. Them days wasn't that long ago. They was good, but there ain't been a day in my life that I ain't had a worry. I had shit on my mind as a baby. My mom said I was born with my eyes open, like looking around the operating room, like, yo, what's good? Cold up in this joint. What we doing? But yeah, y'all, you know, but like I said, y'all know where you know where you spend your time. You know where you spend your time, and I know where I spend my time. We all know where we spend our time. But that may not always gel well with somebody else who needs more time from you, who requires more of your time than you have been giving or that you can give. Sometimes we spread ourselves too thin and think that we can make more time for more things, and we barely have enough time to do the things that we're doing. And that's the thing about making time for everything else. Completion. Like, you know how much time you have for certain things by what you have been able to do till completion. What have you been able to finish? If you have a bunch of unfinished projects, then you're not prioritizing your time right. And I know in our heads we'd be thinking like, all right, we started all these projects at the same time, and watch, magically, they'll all finish at the same time. And it doesn't happen that way. It doesn't work that way. So, you know, we have to learn. We got to learn how to prioritize our time to the point where we can maximize our productivity and be able to complete projects and do our thing. All right. I'm way over time. All right. But I owed y'all the time because I was late. All right, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. Last day of May, May 31st, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Van Cooper, turning 26 years old today, and also Shirley Montgomery, turning 59 years old today, and Linda C. Gaines. Go get a Linda C. Gaines, who is the little sister of Donna Summer. Happy birthday to you. And Kimberly, Special K. Laney, turning 56 years old today, and Bernard Aldolphus, turning 51 years old today, and Valisa Felton, last but not least, Valisa Felton. Happy birthday to you. And she's turning 54 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious May 31st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, check it out. Pete Game. Make it time. You're not going to always have time for everybody and anything and everything that everybody else wants you to do or even all of the things that you want to do. But you're going to have to learn how to prioritize your time wisely so that you can at least be able to get something done, be able to complete something, be able to say something in the way of being helpful, productive, constructive, and all that old good stuff. Yeah, there's always going to be somebody who thinks that you could do a little bit better in terms of scheduling, but they may be actually right. But you're going to come into that. Anything that you keep working at, you're going to get better at. But that also means negative things too. So if you make a lot of time for getting high, for violence, for all kinds of negativity, lying, stealing, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you're going to get better at those things. My daddy always told me that. Rest in peace to you. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button on y'all way out. Make sure that y'all share the show and subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right, so Blog Talk, I'm going to get you out of here. It's time to go. I peace out, my dear. And for...